During the Depression, World War II, and the Cold War, the movies responded with both political satire and sheer escapism, and sometimes something deeper. One of the people who did all of the above was Cole Porter. Five movie musicals with Porter scores, made between 1940 and 1957, have just been released on DVD. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
We usually think of Cole Porter as a Broadway composer, but he started writing songs for Hollywood movies as early as 1929. The first movie adaptations of his Broadway shows kept only the most popular of his songs, like You're the Top and I Get a Kick Out of You from Anything Goes. Later, the scores for two of his biggest Broadway hits, Kiss Me Kate and Silk Stockings, remained largely intact. These two films, and three movies for which Porter composed original scores, have just been released on DVD. Broadway Melody of 1940 stars Fred Astaire and the athletic tap dancer Eleanor Powell, a superstar of the late 1930s and early 40s, with George Murphy, long before anyone would have guessed he'd become a senator from California, and the Wizard of Oz himself, Frank Morgan. One of Porter's most hypnotic songs, I Concentrate on You, was written for this film. The most ambitious number is Begin the Begin, a song Porter had written 5 years earlier for a flop called Jubilee. It's one of the glitziest numbers ever filmed, using a glass dance floor, gigantic mirrors, and vast gauzy curtains. A documentary on the DVD calls this the largest set for any musical number ever filmed. But the most magical moment comes when Astaire and Powell, who hardly even touch, simply come strolling in. My favorite number, though, is Astaire and Murphy in a novelty song called Please Don't Monkey with Broadway.
Whoa. Glorify 6th Avenue and put bathrooms in the zoo, but please don't monkey with Broadway. Put big floodlights in the park and put Harlem in the dark, but please don't monkey with Broadway. Though it's tawdry and plain, it's a lovely old lane full of landmarks galore and memories gay. So move Grant's tomb to Union Square and put Brooklyn anywhere, but please, please, I beg on my knees, don't monkey with old Broadway.
The best of all the Porter movies should have been Kiss Me, Kate. Too bad the censors got a hold of it, so some of Porter's most risque lyrics had to be tamed. Evidently, in the 1950s, a Hollywood movie couldn't refer to the recent Kinsey report on sexual activity, so Porter's witty reference to it in Too Darn Hot had to be changed to the latest report. Yet in Brush Up Your Shakespeare, sung by Keenan Wynn and James Whitmore as two gun-toting, bard-quoting, shoe-tapping hitmen, one of Porter's raunchier lyrics slipped past the censors. I guess they hadn't brushed up on their Shakespeare quite enough.
Brush up your Shakespeare. Start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow. If your girl is a Washington Heights dream, treat the kid to a midsummer's night dream. If she fights when her clothes you are mussing, what a clothes much ado about nothing. If she says your behavior is heinous, kick her right in the Coriolanus. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
The best dance number in Kiss Me, Kate is From This Moment On, a song that was dropped from an earlier Porter show. Young Bob Fosse was encouraged to choreograph his own steamy duet with Carol Haney, so this may be the earliest film record of Fosse's inimitable style. High Society, a movie version of the Philadelphia Story, Philip Barry's satire on the American class system, starred Grace Kelly in the role created by Katharine Hepburn, and teamed Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby for the first time. Though High Society is rather bland as satire, Porter's songs are tuneful, touching, and funny, including his last number one hit, True Love, sung by Crosby and Kelly, Sinatra and Celeste Holm singing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and Sinatra and Crosby's Well, Did You Ever, another song written for an earlier show. The setting is now the Newport Jazz Festival, which is a great excuse for Cole Porter to write a couple of songs for Louis Armstrong. The more frivolous Les Girls, directed by George Cukor, stars Gene Kelly, but the British comedian Kay Kendall, the personification of droll, steals the picture as the girl in Kelly's trio who has written a tell-all memoir. Kendall died of leukemia only 2 years later. One of Fred Astaire's last romantic leading roles was in Silk Stockings, a Cold War musical satire based on Ninotchka, Ernst Lubitsch's great 1939 screen comedy with Greta Garbo as the Soviet agent who succumbs to the charms of Paris. Astaire gets to sing one of Porter's best late songs, All of You. He plays a producer, so even in a love song, Porter has him figuring percentages.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you. I'd love to make a tour of you. The arms, the eyes, the mouth of you. The east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do. For I love all of you.
Director Ruben Mamoulian also gets memorable comic turns by Peter Lorre as a Russian envoy and Janice Page as America's swimming sweetheart, a swimming star who comes to Paris to play her first serious role on dry land in a movie based on War and Peace. What do you think of Tolstoy? A reporter asks her. We're just good friends, she answers. Her number with Astaire, Stereophonic Sound, is Porter's satirical take on Hollywood's attempt to lure customers away from their TV sets. Even with Baudelaireized lyrics, it's a comic gem. Hollywood didn't always give Porter the respect he deserved, but his songs still make these movies among the most entertaining ever made.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new DVD set of Cole Porter musicals issued by Warner.
Today, to get the public to attend a picture show, it's not enough to advertise a famous star they know. If you want to get the crowds to come around, you gotta have glorious Technicolor, breathtaking CinemaScope, and stereophonic sound. If folks today could witness Valentino in the Chic, they never would appreciate this lover boy's technique. If you want to hear applauding hands resound, you gotta have glorious Technicolor, breathtaking CinemaScope, and stereophonic sound.
The customers don't like...